And I'm a junior at Chatsworth High.
You're a junior at Chatsworth High?
That's correct. And we feel that there are an awful lot of things that have gone wrong in American society that have not been addressed by the adult establishment. Today is Friday the 13th. It's a day that's generally viewed as an unlucky day. And it's the last Friday the 13th of the century. And we realize and believe that America's youth has been not treated good and has not had adults that know how to do things.
And well, you mentioned to my producer that you feel that there's a lot of things happening that add up to eventual Armageddon, or...
We think that there's a lot of things happening that add up to eventual Armageddon. We've seen the eclipse, and we believe in different signs, the tornado in Salt Lake City, the meteor showers that have also seen, that have been seen, the Y2K problem, which also lies ahead too, and also the Hale-Bopp sightings, which had been seen over the last 2 years of the millennium also. We think things need to be shaken up, and I think a lot of kids are scared.
And that's why I wanted to get to that. You think kids, the American youth, are scared?
We really think so. I know myself. I see how things are out of control. The man that went in and the man that had the gun and was shooting the kids just shows how out of control everything is. And we don't think that the adults really know what they're doing. And we think every single kid, every single youth under the age of 18 or even under the age of 21, if you're American youth, we think that the time is now that we got to take control of what's going on.
And how are you going to do that?
Well, the first thing that we got to do is we feel, and we are calling upon the youth of America to begin a migration from the cities and from the urban centers and to start a traversement to the canyon areas where we'll be safe from the insanity of what's going on. And we're calling on the youth of America now.
And let me, when you talk about the youth of America, you mean kids under 18?
People who are not recognized with adult status, and it varies from state to state, but we'd say from 21 years of age and younger. We want the kids that...
You're talking about leaving. This is a monumental thing, and I want to take you as seriously as I can, okay? Because I'm sure that a lot of people don't think that you're capable of this. You're talking about leaving society, correct? And leaving your parents and leaving your homes and leaving...
Well, because the establishment, we recognize that this is a sacrifice, but the establishment that's run by the adults and the establishment that... The structure and the infrastructure that's run by the adults is not working. We have also recognized that the
whole thing is not working. How?
Because of the violence and the people that are going with guns. And we also recognize, too, that traditional religion and traditional answers to our problems has not now worked. And we are asking young people to consider the alternative, which is the Beelzebub, which...
Okay, now you're talking about Satan worship.
But not in the traditional sense, because...
But you have the Beelzebub, Satan...
Yeah, but not in the traditional sense.
How so?
Because we just want to tap another energy source and another power source to beat a part of the Beelzebub or Belial or Lucifer or in the shorthand of the satanic movement, Lou... can help bring about a change. And that's why I call upon all young people of America to begin the migration from the urban areas to the canyons. In the canyon areas, we can provide. We can live in a communal atmosphere with food, shelter, transportation of what we need. And we will turn our energy and spiritual force over to Lou, or the Beelzebub.
And you're talking about Satan worshiping and going into the canyons.
We're talking about saving the youth of America. The adults don't know how to do it. And we feel, if you look at what's been going on, kids are really up for grabs. We're not going to allow it to happen anymore. Again, we call upon the youth of America to begin a migration into the canyon and outlying ravine areas. There we can reconnoiter, meet up, and begin to separate off into camps and communities. From that point, we can begin to forge a new society based upon principles that have been forged by the youth and not by a maniac adult establishment which seems bent on killing children.
You really think the adults want to kill you?
That's what's been happening now.
But don't you recognize that these are aberrant individuals? And much of the mayhem that has been visited upon you, the youth of America, has been visited upon you by others your own age.
But they've been twisted, and they've been twisted and influenced by many of the adults. The youth of America must begin this migration to the ravine and canyon portions to begin to be better and to have the better of the world.
Do you really feel, I'm 46, okay, do you feel threatened by me?
It's not a matter of any individual adult. It's a matter of the infrastructure that is run by the adult establishment is bad. Kids are dying. There have been signs of the tornado and the meteor shower, too. It's bad. We want to be safe from the badness of it.
Do you feel threatened by me, though?
No, I don't feel threatened by you.
Do you feel threatened by... How's your relationship with your parents?
It's good. My mother and my father divorced. My father has custody of me 2 weekends a month. But you can't threaten me. I'm above you. Now it's time to gather my people and my tribe.
And you call the youth of America your tribe?
We're calling our people together, and I'm simply using the resources of your radio station to call our tribe together now. The youth of America must now begin the migration to the ravine portions.
You want to live outside the urban areas?
In the ravine portions, as well as canyons and the butte areas.
Okay, can you hold the line? I've got a million questions for you, but you feel so threatened as a 16-year-old young man, you cannot stay under adult supervision any longer.
But the adults have proven they don't have control over anything. The adults have proven that there is mayhem. The Ravino lambs will provide for us, and that's what we're gonna be talking about.
Okay, can you hold on, pal?
Yes, sir.
That young man is a 16-year-old junior from Chatsworth High School who believes that the youth of America are in such peril because adults have so blown it that it is time. He's not advocating anything other than it is time for them to migrate away from the cities and to band together to form a new society. Is that how we are impressing our young people? That things are so violent and so out of control that now they are calling up upon themselves to leave the cities and to start a new society among the youth. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. This is the Carell and Andrews Show. Phil Henry filling in here. And now traffic with Mike Nolan, KFI in the Sky. Pretty more stimulating talk radio. This is the Carell and Andrews Show. This is Phil Henry filling in today, Monday and Tuesday, tonight at 7 o'clock, where I am ordinarily heard. 7 to 10, it'll be Tim and Neil. On the line is a young man. He's a 16-year-old junior from Chatsworth High School. He feels that the establishment, the society that we live in is so out of control. He is calling on all young people, that is people under the age of 21, to band together and to leave the cities, to leave the urban areas, and to begin a new society of the youth of America. It is a frightening thing to ponder, considering that these are really, we're talking about our kids. But you are that scared. Isn't that true?
We believe that the time has come, the quickening has come, and we believe that it's time for us to move into the canyon areas.
And did you read The Late Great Planet Earth by Hal Lindsey?
Mr. Henry, we believe Hal Lindsey to be a wrinkle on the scrotum of mankind. He is of the old portion, and therefore he is not of us.
He is not what? He's not of you because he's old?
He is not of us. He's of the old portion.
Here's Riverside on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd just like to know what gives this guy the what he thinks is experience to let him.
Well, we have to do something because the adults are not doing it anymore.
You know, the adults have been here a lot longer than we have. I think they know what they're doing. They're doing the best we can.
Oh, really? Oh, really? A guy goes in and shoots some kids?
You know, that guy was probably thinking a lot like you are right now.
No, I do not counsel violence. I counsel that that all of our tribe leave the urban areas now.
First of all, who are you speaking for?
I'm speaking for you. How old are you?
I'm 16.
You're part of our people.
I'm not a part of any of your people.
You're part of our tribe?
No.
We're talking about a tribal gathering.
I'm not part of any tribe,
I'm assuming that you're...
Wait, what do you mean by tribe?
I mean the youth of America. I'm assuming you're a virgin.
No, I'm not. I have a child.
It's going to be tough.
Well, you know what?
Why is that tough?
Right now, I have it under control.
We're looking.
I'm a good mother.
We are looking for virginal members of our tribe who are virginal.
You're part of a cult. Okay?
No, I'm not religious. I'm saying
exactly. You want to go? You want to go to the canyons and to the rural areas and worship Satan?
No, the only reason being is because if we stay in the cities, the urban violence is—they're killing kids. They're killing kids.
Yeah, they are killing kids. But, you know, you have to stand by yourself and for what you believe. And
you're not virginal?
No.
How? That's so bad. Were you deflowered by an adult?
No, I wasn't.
It was one of our tribe?
Yes, he's 16 also.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Okay, I made a mistake in my life.
Tribe. At least you stayed within the tribe. You're now of the Hank tribe, if you get the kid.
No, I have my child. I'm a very good mother.
We will
Will you take care of her and her kid?
Yes, we will.
I don't want you to take care of me and my kid. I don't
but
want my kid having anything to do with you, okay?
Well, we have strong members of our tribe.
And how are you going to take care of my kid? Do you have a job?
We will go into the ravine and riverbed areas. We will work the land.
And we're going to eat flowers all day?
We'll do it the same way that hunting and gathering society did it of past. We can hunt and gather and begin an agrarian society.
You know, we're not Indians.
What is wrong with that? What is wrong with being self-reliant instead of relying? Is that an adult telling you what to say in the background?
No, there is no adult in the background.
I will not speak to you if you're being polluted by an adult.
I'm not... Okay, being polluted by an adult.
You're not allowed.
I'm a very strong individual.
Can I ask you your name, please?
Lauren.
Lauren, don't allow the adults to deflower and pollute you.
No adults are deflowering me.
They're already.
I am just not about to make a stupid statement on, you know, a public radio station when I don't have any experience of life. We don't have any experience like the old people do, okay? They have been around. I don't think they're old.
But we have our youth, and I am simply calling for a migration of the youth into the countryside. This is a nonviolent action. Don't force me to take your child from you.
Okay.
Well, how are you going to what? Wait a second. How are you going to take your child from her? How are you going to do that?
If she were to join our tribe, we would have to apportion the child from her.
Yeah, I'm not joining your tribe. I don't believe
you are already
for whatever you're talking about.
Don't be a tribe traitor.
Don't be a
traitor.
What are you going to do about it? Okay,
are you going to align yourself with the adults who have been spooge-like?
You know what? The adults are the ones that are supporting us right now.
Yeah, and look at what they're doing. They're gunning us down like the spooges that they are.
No, wackos.
All right, hold the line, ma'am. Hold the line and hold on, young man, as we continue a very fascinating discussion with a young man from Chatsworth High who believes that it's gotten so dangerous for kids in this society that all youth of America need to unite, leave the urban areas, and go, as he puts it, into the canyon and ravine areas. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 521-KFI in L.A. County. This is the Carell and Andrews Show. Phil Henry sitting in on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. This is the Carell and Andrews Show. Phil Henry filling in for Carell and Andrews today, Monday, and Tuesday as those guys take a break. We are speaking, and it's disturbing. I'm a new father, if you will. I'm a stepfather. I have four kids who, at least I'm a part-time caregiver to. And it's disturbing to hear a young man who, like the one we were speaking with this evening, say that adults have so butchered the future of our society that it is time, in his opinion, for the youth of America to emigrate from the urban areas into, the outside world. And you want to live like a hippie, I take it.
No, we are not interested in the shop-worn ideals of the old sector.
What do you mean?
I mean we're not interested in the old ideals of the adult. who have so thoroughly destroyed our future that it is left to us to make it better. And we are calling on all youth, today being Friday the 13th. We have seen the tornado. We have seen the meteor showers. We have seen the bad stuff. We call upon the youth of America to begin the migration and to rally to our flag into the riverbed and ravine areas.
All right. Now, there's a young lady on the phone here named Lauren. Lauren, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, and...
I know Lauren. I spoke with her. She has been polluted by the adult and has allowed the serpentine adult to wither her consciousness.
I don't even know what you're saying.
Well...
Are you in school?
What? I go to Chatsworth High.
So you are in high school. You don't even have the enough education to support yourself. How are you going to support the youth of America in the middle of nowhere?
We will learn, as hunting and gathering societies before us did, how to hunt and gather. But you can't screw no more, or you can't be tribal no more.
I don't want to be tribal no more.
Well, then how are you going to be with the adults? They don't want to.
You know, because I'm gonna get my education. I'm gonna
Lauren,
college, I'm gonna get a degree. I'm gonna support myself and my family.
You don't need to go
in the middle of nowhere.
You're gonna get a degree from the lying serpentine adult.
I'm gonna teach children. That's what I'm gonna do.
You must understand that today's adult is a spooge of major proportions.
Well, I think a lot of things are going wrong at the site.
That's right. And
okay. A lot is screwed up. A lot is going on. There's, you know.
Lauren,
I agree with you on that, okay? I agree with you in the beginning.
Lauren,
but you're just saying some stuff that's totally unreasonable.
Listen to me, Lauren, and listen, please, very carefully. You're going to get a degree from the Hank Spooge tribe, where we're asking you to be of your tribe.
Okay, let me ask you, are you about to walk off tomorrow into the middle of nowhere by yourself and hope that the rest of the youth meet you there?
No. We are planning tribal gatherings at various spots throughout Southern California where we will there begin our tribal migration.
And like where?
Excuse me?
Like where are you going to meet?
One of our tribal gathering areas is the Taco Bell in Laguna Beach on PCH.
So you're going to live on Laguna Beach and you think
no,
he's going to let you do
no,
that?
No, the tribe's going to gather at the Taco Bell and then we'll go to the Ravinal.
What do you mean the Ravinal?
The Ravine area. What I ask of Lauren is what I would ask of any female in the tribe, that she would submit to me. What?
You're joking.
What are you talking about, man?
No, as a member of the tribe and as one of the female members, your submission is paramount.
I'm not going to put myself and my son in jeopardy for yourself.
Lauren, you're in jeopardy now. Our tribe
I'm
is
not
in jeopardy.
Our
tribe is in jeopardy now from the adults.
No, the adults are the ones that gave birth to us.
Yes,
the adults are the ones that have fed us and clothed us and sent us to school since the day we were born for 16 years.
And they molest us and they rape us.
I have not been molested.
And
I have not been raped.
I am asking you to be my bride in the tribal tradition in the ravine of our future.
I'm
our
not
future,
being your bride.
Come to the canyon. Come to the canyon.
I'm not coming. Okay. What?
You're going to meet at the Taco Bell in Laguna Beach, and they begin your migration to the ravine areas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you make it sound stupid.
It is stupid.
It's very stupid.
What's the matter?
Hello.
Listen to you, man. You're a kid. You're crying.
You believe so much in what you say, then why aren't you standing for it? Why are you breaking down?
Because the only way we can do it is to leave.
No, that's not the only way, okay? There's a lot of ways. You can stand by yourself and be a good person and be a successful person, and you can change the world by
doing that. You're speaking the lies of the adult sector. You speak the lies of the old tribe. That's what the old tribe lies are. You can be who you want. You can get all this stuff. I will raise your child as my own, and we'll make more and raise them as weeds and shrubs, just as we'll live off the weeds and the shrubs of the ravine. Don't be old.
I see.
We have our tribe.
You live in a house, right?
Currently, I do live in a house.
You live in a house with a family, and you're a regular household, so you probably use toasters and blow dryers and this and that. How are you going to go without using all of those?
I can live off the land. I had 3 years of scouts. I did survive.
Boy Scouts is not like living out in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, you're telling me? Have you ever been in the scouting?
No,
I haven't.
The Amish?
The Amish?
The
Amish? They don't use blow dryers.
Yeah, I know, but being Amish is one thing, okay? And going out in the middle of nowhere and bringing young people with no education and no money.
How are you going to go out there?
I have a very lot. If you're talking about my hair, I've got a big supply of hair gel I can bring. It's not a problem.
Well, if you're so concerned about food and changing the youth of America, why are you concerned about hair gel?
Because you're the one that said that you wouldn't be my tribal bride unless
no,
I had my
not.
Hair done.
I have a son to take
She didn't
out.
Say she you need to have your hair done for to be the tribal bride.
No, I'm not being any tribal bride. I have a family already. I have a son that I need to think about.
Right.
I'm not going to be irresponsible in my life and screw up his.
Your kid can use my gel.
All right, listen. You have to understand.
She'll submit to me if you keep her on the line.
I'm going to let this young woman go. I got to take some other calls, okay?
Okay.
So you're not submitting? You're not submitting?
No, I'm not. I really think that you need to change your attitude.
Come with us.
No,
come learn with us. Come, child. Come to the tribal gathering. The gathering.
I think people like you are the ones who go crazy and start shooting and molesting children.
Don't allow the adults to poison you. Come, Lauren, to the tribal ravine. We'll be gathering at the Taco Bell. Then we'll go over there.
What are you doing?
This is the tribal chant. Come with us now. Be over there with us.
Oh, shut up.
Are you the one that's in charge of all these people?
Don't listen to the Hank Spooge tribe.
Are you the one that's in charge of all these people?
Well, yeah, me and my friend Chris Sorensen.
And where did you guys get this idea?
Well, we were reading up on books and stuff.
What religion are you? Because I heard you talking earlier about...
I believe in Lou.
Lucifer.
Yeah, Lou.
You're Lucifer?
Lou.
What's he going to do for you?
We call him Lou.
Okay, what's Lou going to do for you?
Well, what did Jesus do? He ain't done nothing. And look at how kids are getting beat up and stuff.
Okay, excuse me, Donnie. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
That's why you're messed up, because you still believe in Jesus, and every kid gets beat up what believes.
Okay, you know what? Everything that was said in the Bible... Has been proved.
The Bible are the words of the Hank old people.
No, it's not. Because you know what? Wait a second. They said in the end times God was going to come down and get us. Okay, this is my personal belief. I respect that you don't believe that.
Okay.
But they said in the end times, when God was going to come down and get us, there was going to be an increase in earthquakes. In 1910...
Thank you.
From 1900 to 1910, there were 3 major earthquakes. From 1990 to 1994, there were 747 earthquakes. That is a sign... A prophecy that has
That's what I'm talking about, and you want to leave it in the hands of the spooge adult?
Well, it's not leaving it in the hands of God. And if everything that God has said to me personally has come true and has been proved by Him, then why would I do what you're saying?
You see how twisted you are? Now you think God's talking to you. That's your
God is talking to me. Okay.
You follow Lou. Why not follow Lou?
I respect that you don't believe in God. Okay?
Why not follow Lou?
Who is Lou?
For you.
Who's Lou?
Lucifer.
What has Lucifer done for you?
Lou will take care of your son, and Lou will help us grow.
Get out of here with Lou. Call him Lucifer if you want, okay?
I call him Lou, because he's like a pal.
No,
Lou.
Lucifer is... Well, okay, wait a second. There were two... Do you agree with God and Lucifer?
I believe in God. I just think he sucks.
Okay, that's fine. So you acknowledge that there is a God and there is a Lucifer, right?
Yeah, but Lou is going to kick ass. So Lou will totally conquer God.
Okay, I'm not playing superheroes with you, okay?
You'll totally conquer him.
Well, we'll see, won't we?
Lou will totally conquer God. Go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry.
I don't think that you have any basis for your beliefs about Lucifer. Okay, I have... Okay, my personal religion.
Lou's got a clothesline God. He'll have a flying elbow to God's head.
Okay, and when is
Lou
going to come save you?
Welcome to the WWF.
Lou is going to be joining us in the ravine shortly after the first of the year. I told
you
all of that.
Yes, he probably would, because it does say that in the Bible, all right? In the Bible that I believe.
You know what Lou will do to God? A swift kick to the nutsack.
Have you?
All right, I cannot.
Bible? Do you know anything about my beliefs? Because
yeah,
I think I know a lot about yours.
I heard all about it.
Look, I cannot allow this. This is blasphemy. I cannot allow this to go on. Okay.
What? That Lou will kick God in the sack?
Yeah, just that. I don't want to hear it. Do you understand me?
Don't talk to me like I'm your kid. You adult. You ass.
Oh. Just because I'm an adult, I can't talk to you? This is my radio show. It's got nothing to do with me being an adult.
I'll get Lou to take care of you. God will be nutless like me.
Well, if you can do it on your own, then why do you need to depend on Lou?
He's just a... I don't know.
You just totally contradicted yourself. Where's Luke?
Now he's calling. Now he's crying.
Lou's a nice guy.
He's not taking care of you now. And if he cares so much about the youth, then why isn't he the one changing society? Why isn't he coming to your rescue now?
Look at Lou. He's got a cool tail and he's got the cloven gloves and
everything. Okay, I think that you were influenced by...
Lucifer's got a cool looking tail.
God ain't got no tail. And Lou gets chicks.
This guy's a mental case. Listen to this guy. He's flipped out.
I don't understand how he's...
How old is your son, man?
He's 6 months old.
And eventually you're going to go to school or anything?
Yeah, I'm going to go... I'm working on my college right now.
You must come with me, woman.
No, I'm fine right now.
Forget it, okay? She's got to go now.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're telling me God gets paid as much as Lou?
What?
Thank you for your call.
Thanks.
KFI AM 640, Lou. More stimulating talk radio. Nicole Garrett in the Camp Ride Traffic Center.